You gotta always be recording.
Yeah, because you don't know what we're gonna say.
ABR.
Oh, that's
good. Have you seen Glengarry Glen Ross? Oh my god, it's really good.
I've never seen it either. I don't even know what it is.
It's a David Mamet play. They turned into a movie.
Oh, I gotta look it up. Hello, I'm Rachel.
And I'm Megan.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
Rachel and I had a super exciting week. I don't know if you saw yet, but we recorded a Facebook Live with Dorinda Medley.
The one and only, the imitable, the original. Oh, because of, so Grace, our producer, tweeted about it and she said the...
Inimitable.
Right. See, I can't even say it. Inimitable.
No, I just didn't know what this meant.
I just don't want to use my Hamilton pun.
I loved it.
Heminda. Instead of Dorinda.
Oh, I did.
And Hamilton. Get it? It's their couple's name.
Oh.
Okay, fine. We probably won't use this at all.
But yeah, because the Real Housewives Awards are happening right now. By the way, have you voted? Go to bravotv.com and
slash RH Awards.
Right. Yeah, I just assumed they all had it bookmarked, you know,
from last year.
But
yeah, please go and vote for your faves. There's a bunch of really fun and funny content, including like everyone's photos from high school or graduations through the years. So go for that.
Hey, and if you didn't catch it, no fear. We have the audio here.
Cool. But tell us what you think. Please tweet us at Bravo TV. Use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish and tell us who you're voting for. Or don't, and be like Ramona or Luann and keep it hidden.
Right.
But it's no fun. Be loud, be proud.
Just don't be like Tinsley, okay? Vote.
Yes. But first, let's get into some headlines of the week. I haven't looked at anything, so I'm very excited, Jocelyn.
Well, get excited.
Buckle up, girls.
Buckle up. This week, Jocelyn is back. She's one of our Daily Dish reporters. Is that the word?
Yeah.
Reporters. To give us...
That sounds accurate.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Journalism degree paying off.
I meant to say, like, what is your preferred title?
Yeah, yeah. Magic maker?
Okay. Yeah. She's one of our magic makers here at Bravo, who gives us all of the important news about our favorite Bravo celebrities. So what is going on this week?
Your girl, Cynthia Bailey, has a boyfriend.
What? Already?
Instagram official.
Nothing more official than that.
How old is he?
We don't know that much about him. We do know his name is Will Jones. And according to one... He's got a good face, too.
if you go check him out.
Yeah, I mean...
Cynthia is gorgeous.
She's a babe, yeah. And according to one of her Instagram captions about him, it's, he's got me feeling pretty special.
Oh.
What does that mean, Cynthia?
I think you know what it means.
Yeah.
Oh, is this him?
Yeah, that's him.
He's really cute. He's got a nice smile.
He does. That's what I said.
Super white teeth.
Yeah.
Good teeth.
Okay, and he doesn't look too young. That's why I asked about the age, because I feel like I could see her going young after Peter.
Right. He seems like maybe about the same age as her.
Age appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. So Instagram official. It's happening.
That's exciting. I'm glad she's moving on and she's happy. And
me too. I feel like last year when we saw her with her first husband.
Leon.
Oh, right.
Leon. I was like, these two.
Still feels like there's magic between them.
Right? Yes, I'm mad they can't make it work.
I know. They have that adorable, their daughter is so beautiful.
Yeah, make some more beautiful babies.
Yeah. It's all right.
I mean, this new one's great.
Will, though, seems great. We'll see, right? To be determined. We'll see.
We'll see. I hope we do see in this season.
Yes, in the upcoming season.
Yeah. I mean, never know, right?
Yeah.
Never know. What we do know about is... it's about Tom, and next week it's going to be about Tom.
Rachel hasn't watched it.
Right, Luann is going to sit down with Andy on a very special episode of Watch What Happens Live, filmed at her beautiful home in Sag Harbor, because...
where it should be.
Right, because when you're nursing heartache,
Right.
You go to Sag Harbor.
I mean, mm-hmm. honestly, it was that or the Regency. So I'm glad they went with the Sag Harbor home.
It would be too sad to have it at the Regency. It would be
too weird.
It would just be like all the tears into the cocktails.
But it looks good.
It does.
Like, it doesn't look like she's shying away from it. I mean, clearly, if you're signing on for a one-on-one that's just about this, like, you're going to be giving fans some details.
Can we watch it? I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it? It's really good.
I told you.
She reveals the moment that she knew it was the final straw that broke the camel's back.
Was there any one event that led to the filing, or was it just...
It was like the weekend before the reunion, basically, and Tom went out and he called up an old girlfriend and they met up with a group of people and I didn't know about it. I found out about it the next day in the press. So that for me was like the final straw. I was like, I can't do this anymore.
You say you were fighting, and I know that I asked you this once, but maybe you'll have a different answer now. I read in the paper that you were fighting in a restaurant, and you slapped him in a restaurant.
I didn't slap him. What I did was grab his face, and it wasn't in the heat of the moment, and, you know, and I was hurt about something, so I just, you know, I wanted his attention, so I, you know, grabbed his face, and so it wasn't really a slap.
My favorite part is their matching outfits that they're wearing. They're
Yeah,
it's like very tennis doubles. Now we're having like a little chit-chat kind of situation.
So my big takeaway from that is that she knew at the reunion.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is crazy to me.
Which, like, looking back now, makes sense.
But she still chose to wear her rehearsal dress. And she still said so many, like, positive things about him.
Yeah, I guess she was still keeping up the Countess sort of perception that she has.
Maybe it was like a Tinsley cake, a thank you, but a f*** you cake. A thank you, but a f*** you dress.
Mm.
No. Just sad. Just a sad dress.
Just like denial dress?
Yeah. Ugh. She probably just didn't want to talk about it. I was like, I'm going to get through this day and then I'll let it all out.
Yeah, I think it was probably just easier to pretend like none of it was happening because, like, what are you going to go into? You're going to be like, hey, guys, by the way, like, filing in a week from now after everything that she had kind of gone through with him and the group and everything. And even Andy kind of questioning her on Watch What Happens Live and stuff.
Yeah.
Ugh, I can't imagine. It's so public.
For the full Luann Andy sit down, be sure to tune in Wednesday, September 6th at 11:10 Central to find out what else she has to say. It's about Tom. It's always about Tom.
I know.
And we'll be talking about that special in our episode next week.
Thank you so much, Jocelyn, for coming in and spreading your magic. And
anytime. Anytime, guys. Thank you, ladies.
Okay, so let's get into this Facebook Live we were telling you guys about. And if you already watched it live on the Bravo Facebook page, you can skip this, okay?
Skip ahead to
45 minutes and 50 seconds.
Here's some of our Q&A after with Dorinda. We got into if she should write a book, what it would be about. We talked to her about this new Luann special that's going to be happening.
And who she thinks will be coming back next season. Yes. If there is one. We don't know.
We don't know. Only Andy does. No, I don't know.
Hello, I'm Rachel Roberts.
And I'm Megan Segura.
We're the hosts of The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast, and we're here to announce the nominees for the 4th annual Real Housewives Awards. This year, we're going back to school with the class of 2017.
The Real Housewives Awards are a celebration of all things housewives. From table flips to limo fights. From Scary Island to Hoolie Nights.
Hoolie Night!
The Real Housewives Awards honor the most iconic moments in Housewives history and the women that make them happen.
But before we get into the nominations,
What are we doing here without Dorinda?
I'm here!
I need that on a mug. I need it on a mug. How's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. I am the speaker of the Housewives, aren't we?
Exactly. Yes. I can't.
Who else would you have?
So, for everyone at home, the Real Housewives Awards let the fans vote for their favorite housewives at BravoTV.com.
And last year, Dorinda was Speaker of the Housewives for our election theme.
I was. I cooked, I cleaned, I made it nice. I think that's what I got it for.
Yes.
That's on a mug.
What's your secret to running a successful campaign?
Vote constantly, bribe people,
right.
Pay people off, sit there and just keep pressing it as much as you can, because you can vote as much as you want. Did you know that?
I know. It's amazing.
So I just call all my friends and just insist that they vote constantly.
Okay. So it's not exactly a clean
game. And also do just have great quotes like I have.
Right. I mean, you had plenty of the season.
Yes, and I hope I'm going to win again this year.
Oh, let's see what you're nominated
for. If anyone deserves to win, clip. I do.
She's already campaigning.
If I don't win, it's rigged.
You heard it here first.
That's it.
So this year's awards are back to school. What were you like in high school, Dorinda?
Believe it or not, it was a big hippie.
Really?
Would you ever believe that?
No.
I was sort of a preppy hippie. I loved Grateful Dead.
Oh my gosh.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I used to wear these rope bracelets that represented the concert you attended, and literally my skin started to turn green. My mother was like, take those things out! I was like, you can't! That's spec! May! No! I used to cut up all my old jeans and patch them back together and wear those long skirts.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
What I was a huge athlete.
Oh, really?
That's a category, I think.
Huge athlete, yes. Oh, I played lacrosse, I played soccer, I ran. I don't know what happened to me, but...
I mean, it explains why you look amazing.
Yeah.
I said I used to be a huge ass. Used to.
Well, we want to try to win you something today.
Yes.
So let's get into the nominations for the Real Housewives Awards.
Yeah, and remember, polls are open. You can go vote now at bravotv.com/RHAwards. But for the first category, I think we want you to read it after.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, so it is...
Most likely to live in a mansion.
Oh,
well, I already live in a mansion.
I know, Bluestone Manor.
Cherie from Atlanta. Kenya from Atlanta.
Good.
Lisa Vanderpump from Beverly Hills, but she already lives in a mansion.
Yeah. Right. Well, then she's definitely
Shannon
likely.
Shannon from Orange County. Stephanie from Dallas. Aren't they all mansions in Dallas?
And big old houses.
Bethany from New York. I don't see Bethany in a mansion as much as a fabulous New York spread.
I mean, she has so many.
Charisse from Potomac.
Yeah. Great nominations. Now, you came in from Bluestone Manor this morning, right?
I did. I was literally in the car with my pillow and my pajamas on.
Nice.
And look at me now.
We always see Bluestone Manor, like, all done up for Christmas on the show. Are there any other holidays you spruce it up for?
I love every holiday.
Really?
In fact, I was cleaning out my garage the other day. These are the kind of glamorous things I do at Bluestone Manor. I'm very hands-on. And I found a box of Easter decorations. I think I'm going to maybe do a little Easter decorating this year. I have thousands of eggs.
That I was going to say eggs rather than bunnies.
I used to have a fake nest, and Hannah would get all excited. The question is, who am I really doing it for?
Right. Well, yourself. The fans at home.
Yes.
We love it.
And I love, love, love
Oh, yay!
In fact, I was calling Luke, who you know.
Yeah, makeup artist.
Mr. Glam, makeup artist from Ladies of London. And I said, you're not going to believe what just came in. It's called Gridiron. It's got the best holiday, you know, decorations.
Yeah.
And his partner was reading it at the same time.
Ooh,
I carried around like a Bible.
That's amazing.
Do you already have your costume picked out?
No, it's not about the costume. It's about the house. I want people to come in. I literally one year put a coffin on my dining room table and had someone lay in it.
Oh, my God.
At the dinner party, they sat up.
Oh,
what?
My God.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
We need that on the show.
I know. Now I want it to be Halloween.
Very amazing.
All right, so our next category is going to be the new girl. So we're celebrating Housewives' first seasons and how they did. All right, so the nominees are... Dorit for Beverly Hills, Peggy from Orange County, Cameron from Dallas, Deandra from Dallas, Tinsley from New York.
Tinsley! Yes!
And Monique from Potomac.
So, yeah, Tinsley's nominated in this category. How do you think she did her first year?
I think she did great. I think it was, you know, it was a slow startup.
Right.
She came back, I think, a little bit, you know, overwhelmed, and then she was living with Sonia, which is overwhelming. And, you know, she had to transition back and recreate herself a little bit.
Yeah.
And listen, we're not an easy group to just come into.
Right. I thought she did really well, considering.
She did. And I was happy to see that she finally got her voice at the end and stopped putting up with all that baloney.
Yeah. Well, so Vicky from OC always says that they kind of haze new housewives. Do you feel like in New York you guys do that at all?
Well, I don't, but I mean, no, I don't think so. I think, you know, the New Yorkers are very honest and straightforward.
Right.
So we, you know, we tell it like it is. We want to know your deal, and we don't like anything fake.
Right.
That's one thing about the New York housewives. I think we can smell a rat very easily because we live with them. You know, we can. So if you're trying to bullshit us, that doesn't go down. Then we get kind of snarky and mean.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think it always takes Bravo fans a minute to, like, warm up to New Housewives.
Yes.
But you had such a good first season. What
I was lucky. I was like, I mean, I liked the camera, and the camera liked me. And the girls, you know, I had history with most of the girls.
Right.
And if I didn't have history, you know, I understood the lifestyle.
Right.
So it was an easy fit. It wasn't awkward. Like, in my mind, I kind of always was a housewife because I would go to the events.
Right.
You know, I showed up in, like, season four.
Right. We see you at the lunch.
So I was sort of a what do they call, a guest housewife.
Yeah. Oh.
An honorary.
Friend of.
Yes.
I was a friend of.
We did an interview with one of the execs, and he was like, Dorinda was such a good fit because it was like if you just pan to the left, she was always there anyway. Like, you were just at the events, and, like,
yeah,
it was just a natural fit.
And Richard used to come to the events with me, my late husband.
Oh, my God, really?
He loved a good housewife event.
Oh.
He was the first one to sign the thing. It was so bizarre.
Oh, my God.
He's like, it's time at Ramona's party. We're going, right? Isn't that funny?
We need to dig through some old footage.
Yeah. Oh, I went to them all.
That's amazing.
Wow.
And then Jill Zarin used to take me to all her events, too.
Okay. Great. Do you still keep in touch with Jill?
Yes.
I'm sorry, this season?
Yes, I don't let go of people.
Yeah.
I'm a collector of people.
Oh, my God, I love that. Let's get to the next category.
Okay.
It's something that you're kind of in the middle of right now because it's who's most likely to surprise everyone at the reunion.
Well, who the hell would know? You can barely read this card.
Well, we actually have a video that shows the nominees.
Oh.
With that being said, I was served a cease and desist by Candy, and I no longer can speak on the subject. So what I want to do is have Phaedra speak, because she's the one who told me that Candy said that.
You said that?
Billy from Springdale, Arkansas wants to know what you did with the bunny Lisa Rinna gave for your grandson.
Oh, well, Lisa, hold on. I brought the bunny because I never gave it to my grandson.
Tamara, have you and Eddie ever made a sex tape?
Yes.
You have? How many?
A couple.
Couple. Why did I know? And what did he say?
You know, he just said that he was disappointed, that he said he wanted a divorce.
Wow. The D word.
And then it was like, now this is bad.
You set me up. In my gut, either it was you or you and Caroline set me up. You guys were behind everything, calling the government. Everything,
what?
Yes.
Oh, did Caroline Manzo
say that? Oh, my God, no, I got her.
Definitely
I put her in jail.
And I think Caroline, because at the time they were in cahoots.
Do you have any interest in reopening a friendship with Jill?
No.
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 Tiff from Detroit said,
but like, when, at what point, how many decades into this do I have to not answer this question? Like, what do I have to do? I mean, do I have to rip Dorinda's house apart, wear her underwear?
Let's
like,
choose another
what
one.
Do I have to do?
Like,
what do I have to, like,
she just got
stranger?
The house painted.
What, yeah. What do I have to do to, like, not hear this question that you ask me every Watch What Happens
answer.
Live, every reunion, every birthday, Hanukkah?
I don't ask you every Watch
you
What Happens Live.
You ask me all the live long day.
What is the status of your relationship now?
Michael and I decided to part ways and live separately. Just to trial and see if maybe some time apart would bring us back together, because I don't really believe in being in a situation where both people are unhappy without trying to rectify it.
How long have you been separated?
3 months.
So if you're just joining us, you're watching the nomination special for the Real Housewives Awards Class of 2017. And you can vote in any of the categories at BravoTV.com now.
So we just watched a package about the reunions. What was the most surprising part for you this year so far at the reunion?
Well, I think the thing that I was very much taken aback by is how difficult it was for Bethany and how much difficulty she's been going through in her personal life. Because, you know, she keeps it together. She has a, you know, as we all know, she works like a dog. She's a mother. And she really has been going through some pretty difficult stuff. And I felt kind of sad that I didn't know it so I could have reached out to her more. You know, I'm always quite careful about not overstepping.
Right.
But I just, it took me aback by how emotional she got by it. It made me emotional.
Right. Mm-hmm. I feel like the most surprising part for me as a viewer was Andy asking everyone who they voted for. Because, I mean, this is really the first time in Housewives history that politics have sort of been, like, at front and center, part of the drama.
Well, and you have to be very, as you know from the show, I'm actually quite outspoken, and so is Carol. But people get very, I'm very comfortable with those questions because I'm very outspoken, but people get very uncomfortable with that question, as if you're asking them for their, like, bra size or something.
Right.
They're like, I mean, it's like, come on. I'm very much so, you have to have an opinion.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we want to get into viewer questions, and I know that Lindsay N. asked, have you spoken to Luann since her divorce news?
Yes, of course I have. I try to, you know, call her every couple days just to check in, make sure she's doing well, and Luann's a survivor. Listen, I think that secondly was so bizarre now to watch the reunion knowing what was now happened. Because she didn't tell us.
That is so crazy.
So you think
she knew something was amiss then?
Well, she said it. I mean, looking back, she clearly said, well, why do you think I stayed at the hotel last night? So I didn't really take that on as fully as it was a little bit predictive.
Right.
So, but, you know, she's a strong woman. She'll get through it. And I don't think it was a matter of not loving each other. I think it was too much too soon. And, you know, they had a lot of pressure on that relationship.
Right.
From the beginning.
I can't imagine.
No, going into it with all the questions and everything and so public.
Yes.
It's hard.
And, you know, it was fast. And sometimes that's not always the best way.
Right. Well, for everyone at home, remember the third part of the reunion airs this Wednesday at 8, 7 Central.
Yeah, it's the finale.
It's the end. I know. I'm going to be sad. What are you going to do with your time without Housewives?
Oh, my God. Don't worry. I'll be just fine.
She's like, I have plenty to do.
No, you know what I do? Whenever the reunion, that last bit of the reunion comes, I just let it all hang out. Like, I don't put on makeup. I go to the Berkshires. I garden. I cook. I clean, I make it nice, I blah.
No, seriously,
I just become, you know, John and Diane's daughter. I bicycle ride. And there are times when I go up there and I don't even look at an email.
That sounds like a dream.
Yeah, because you have to decompress and, you know, get back into your life. Because before you know it, we'll be filming again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
If we're lucky, if we all get asked back.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. Well, I wanted you to read the next category because you are one of the funniest housewives on TV. So the next category is class comedian.
Oh, yes. So the category for class comedian, the nominees are Phaedra from Atlanta. Wow, that was that reunion was a kicker.
Oh, I mean, a kicker is like putting it lightly. Oh, my gosh.
Lisa Rinna, Beverly Hills. Vicky, Orange County. Leanne, Dallas. Luann, New York. I like that, Luann, New York. I think that's a good one. She's a good class clown. Can't you see she was probably a class clown?
Yeah. Oh,
yes, Sonia, New York. Or Monique from Potomac.
All right. Tough question. Between Luann and Sonia, who do you think's funnier?
Luann.
Ooh,
okay. I mean, that Bush moment was so funny.
I mean, when I saw her, that was like, and the comfort, she was so cozy in that bush.
Right?
It wasn't like, you know, there was any intention to be embarrassed or get up.
No, yeah. She was like, and I'm here now, and it's great.
And then she fell again, right?
Yeah.
Luann's got more of my kind of humor, I think, because she's kind of got that sort of European humor.
Right.
Mm. You know, and Sonia's more slapstick, I think.
Right.
But they're both funny.
Yeah.
She's different.
Someone from the audience, Grace R., wants to know, do you have any plans for Labor Day weekend? Will you be singing any ladies?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. I just had, I called it my epic weekend, summer weekend. I had about 12 people up there. I had lunch for 24. I had this. I was going the whole weekend. So next weekend, I think Hannah and I are just going to go up and be quiet. and just spend time with my family.
Yeah.
I don't like to do things on those given holidays. I like to actually not do anything on given holidays.
Right, right.
You know? Like, I never go out for New Year's Eve. I don't travel on these crazy weekends because I always think you're looking for trouble.
Right. Mm. I can see that. But speaking of which, how is Hannah?
Hannah's great.
Yeah.
Hannah's living in her own apartment. Yeah, she's doing fantastic. It's funny, when they move out, you know, you have to make an effort to see each other, and you see the relationship, it shifts.
Right.
You actually get along much better because you have to make the effort to see each other, and, you know, you miss each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's healthier.
I mean,
for all parties.
At the reunion, Ramona says that Avery is living with her.
Oh, well, I don't know how long that's
going to last. I know. I was like, I need that. Right. I need to watch that show.
Yes, please. So the next category, which again, I think you could be nominated for, it's most likely to never age.
Oh.
Yeah, I have a confession. I
better be on
you.
This one. No, I'm not.
We had to spread the wealth. Yeah, we wanted you for every category.
Well, Cynthia, so most likely to never age, the nominees are Cynthia from Atlanta. She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lisa Rinna from Beverly Hills. She's beautiful. She doesn't age.
Yeah. No.
Kelly from Orange County. Which one's Kelly?
Kelly Dodd. She was new last year.
That's right. How did I forget that? Deandra from Dallas. Is that how you say her name?
Deandra.
Oh, Deandra from Dallas. Ramona. Well, we got to give this one to Ramona. I call her Benjamin Button.
That's amazing.
Or Karen from Potomac. She's like Benjamin Button.
Right, yeah.
And the energy lover of a toddler.
Right. In a good way, right?
Yeah
okay.
She's always got energy. I mean, I every day need to have my nap. I'm like an old person inside.
Well, to keep up with the Joneses, to like, you know, make sure you never age, what's kind of the weirdest beauty treatment you've tried?
The weirdest? Botox. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. That's not true. Probably, oh my God, if it's out there, I've put it on my face and slapped it on my skin. I really like to try everything and all things. I'm a big new face person.
Oh,
you see me on the I do it in my Insta story.
Yes.
And it works.
She talks about your Insta story.
I do.
All
I'm
the
like,
time.
Oh my God, did you watch Dorinda's Instagram story today? And I just love
like
that.
Yeah. Because I do every. Do you notice something? What do you. I realized, Hannah said it to me the other day. I do everything from my bed.
No, I was going to say, it's always cooking.
I said, I do not. And then I thought, I do. I sometimes, you know, I have my TV tray.
Right.
I do my Insta stories. I talk on the phone. I watch television. I do my bills.
That's, you know.
Yeah, it's a great place to be,
I think.
If I didn't have to
Hannah's
get up,
like,
I
like, maybe switch it up and don't do everything from your bed.
No. We saw you do cryotherapy, too.
Oh, love. And that, I have to say, is remarkable.
Is it? So what does it do?
Well, it just increases, first of all, it boosts your collagen. They actually do a cryotherapy facial.
Oh my gosh.
Like freezing, and it just boosts your collagen. It makes you very fresh-faced. I'll tell you what, if you ever do that thing where you re-enter, not that I've done it lately, re-enter the exercise world, you know how you dread that first 2 days?
Oh,
my God.
Right.
If you do that, like Physique 57 or a bar class, and then go straight to cryotherapy, it decreases your muscle pain by like half.
Ooh, that's so interesting because it just like helps the muscles.
And a lot of guys that do it in there are actually boxers and big athletes.
Oh, I always see them like sitting in the cold
ice.
Tub.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it increases your energy level like you wouldn't believe. In fact, it's so funny you're saying that because Hannah and I are going to go do it together next week.
Okay, well, we're coming with you.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Please Instagram story it so I
we
can
will.
Watch.
Our next category is best style, and we actually have a video of the nominees.
Take my damn.
Oh. Yeah, this
bang
is
the same. This is
yeah, the
on the invitation, it says pink, sparkles, wait for it, wedge heels.
Wedges?
Yeah.
Who wears wedges after dark?
We're not doing wedges. That's not our gig. No.
That does not say 90210 to me.
It says 90210. No, thank you. You're my little dolly. We have to dress you up. You do.
Does it hurt? You know what? Beauty is pain.
All gone! Yay! You look so beautiful!
Look at her.
I love pink. It's my way of taking myself out of reality. I mean, with all the horrible things that are happening in our world, I like to live in a bubble. I always say, blonde by birth, pink by choice.
Your hair is very stunning that way.
You know what? I want to just change it up tonight. New apartment, new look.
That's very attractive.
Thank you. I decided I'm showing off a new, modern, edgy apartment, so I'm going to have a look to compliment. Edgy.
Tiff and Fia out.
There's no picture shoot without Tiff and Fia.
Right.
If you're just joining us, you're watching the nomination special for the Real Housewives Awards, Class of 2017. You can vote for any of these categories all day long until October 4th on BravoTV.com.
And as often as you like.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
So we just watched Best Style. We were just saying that we loved your reunion dress.
Thank you. I loved my reunion dress. Giovanni.
Okay.
I thought it was so appropriate with the butterflies. It was like the garden-y theme.
Yeah, yes. It was great.
And I liked it because it accented my legs.
Oh, You do have nice legs. I mean. Your makeup was beautiful then and today, too.
Luke Henderson. Follow him on his Instagram, LukeHendersonW1. You'll see all his makeup tricks and stuff. He truly is an artist. So talented. I mean, literally, I walked in here with my pajamas on.
And easy like, on the eyes.
They were
if
like,
we're gonna be on
oh, Luke Henderson. Are you kidding me? I go on my Instagram with him. And no comments about me. Who's the man? I love him. Did you give him my number? It's true.
So if you had to borrow from someone's
Erica
closet.
Erica Girardi. How do you say her last name?
Girardi.
Erica Girardi. I love the way she changes it up.
I know. Yes. She is a very, like, chameleon in the way that she's always.
From the stage to the bedroom to the when she's out for dinner.
Right.
It's all different looks. And I love people that experiment like that. And she's, like, the type of person that can buy, like, a Gucci sweatshirt.
And make it Leia.
Make it look
wear
amazing.
Wear it with thigh-high boots.
Right.
Yeah. Is there a lot of pressure, like, to live up to the housewives and what you're wearing? And
I've always liked fashion, and I love clothes. So for me, it's, you know, I just did a whole thing for Elle, a magazine, and they called it the clothes of my life because I really do cherish. I visit my clothes.
Aww.
I do. I love, and I keep them forever. I mean, I have dresses, Pucci dresses, that I wore right after I was pregnant with Hannah that summer. So, I mean, I take care of it. I almost archive the stuff. A little too much.
Right.
Bethany could say I'm a little bit of a hoarder, but that's okay.
Well, speaking of housewives and Bethany, from New York, who would you swap closets with?
Let me think. Probably Bethany.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got good stuff.
Yeah.
Clean lines, I feel like. It's
yes.
Always very simple, but like really stylish.
Yeah, but she changes it up too.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Bethany does is she buys pieces every year. You know, she's good at like buying.
Kind of updating. Like
yes.
Yeah.
Jackets, belts. She's
right.
Very good at all that, sort of freshening up the wardrobe.
Yeah. They all have good style.
Yes.
Definitely.
And I also love the way Carol dresses. It wouldn't look good on me, but I love that look, how she could pull that.
Right.
Know. It's a look.
Definitely. I love
and
her.
I like the way I dress, to be honest with you.
We love the way you dress.
Let's get to the next category.
Okay.
Best friends. Do you want to read this one?
Okay. The category is best friends. The nominees are Phaedra and Portia from Atlanta.
Frickin' frack.
I don't know if that is still going after that whole debacle.
I don't know.
Erica and Kyle from Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. Kelly and Vicky from Orange County. Oof, I would hate to get those two mad at me together. Brandy and Leanne from Dallas. Melissa and Teresa from New Jersey. I love those two. Ramon and Sonia from New York, and Giselle and Robin from Potomac. I have to declare that I don't know the Potomac girls as well.
You should definitely get into that show.
You know, I'm a big crossover girl.
Yeah.
You know, I like to hang out with the other housewives, but I've never had the, I think I had the opportunity to hang out with one, the one that just sold her house.
Karen.
Karen, she was very nice.
Yeah, yes. She's great. Yes. They're all great. Take a weekend in the Berkshires. Just, like, binge watch season one. It's, like, a great way to watch it.
Yes, it's just so funny. They're, like, really funny. I love it.
Yeah, and it's a world I don't know, that kind of Potomac area.
Right, no, you know? Yeah, I didn't know anything about it either before watching, and now I'm, like, obsessed.
All right, we're going to take another audience question. Nicole D. wants to know, did you ever repaint your walls after Ramona's incident in the Berkshires?
My God, this is going to be so horrifying. The answer is no, and that's one of the things I'm doing this month. I haven't been up there enough. You have not been in the Berkshires at all. I've been working. So that's one of the things. I've got the guy. They paid for it. As Ramona said, I got a free paint job. And now we're gonna actually do it in September.
Well, I'm sorry, but Ramona, I think, should help out.
Yes, I do too. But don't worry, next time I'm going to Ramona's house, I'm bringing a sledgehammer, so it's all gonna be fine.
But she just redid her kitchen.
I'm kidding, Ramona. No, we're all good on that.
Another relationship we've been getting a lot of questions about is Adam and Carol. Because at the reunion, she says they broke up, but then it sounds like they didn't break up.
But I think they were even together this weekend. And I watched the Insta story.
Okay, so we should not be upset.
I don't think Carol is the type of person that breaks off relationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see them transit. Well, I don't know what they're doing, but the point is, he'll always be in her life.
Right.
She'll always be in his life. Mm-hmm. Because Carol doesn't take on people and let them go.
Right.
You know, I think she really values her relationship. You see it with her girlfriends. All her girlfriends she's had for 10, 20 years. That says something.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
No, totally.
Yeah, and I feel like they've never been that into, like, labels or, like, yes, we're in a relationship or even we've been together.
She's very private.
Yeah.
So.
We'll see. We'll keep our eyes open.
Mm-hmm. But they're both very nice people.
Oh, very attractive.
They're very chill. I mean, the difference between John and me and Carol and Adam, I mean, imagine that. That's truly a lesson in opposites.
Those, like, the four of you need to take a couple's trip somewhere.
Yes!
And take a camera.
Yes, please.
Our next category is one I was never nominated for, but you probably were, most athletic. The nominees are Kenya from Atlanta, Dorit, Beverly Hills.
Dorit's athletic?
I mean, I she's very trim.
Yeah, but I've never seen her exercise in the show.
We'll talk to our people about that one. Tamara, Orange County.
Oh, God, yes.
Right. We were like, she's a shoo-in.
Dolores and Siggy together.
They're
from
hysterical.
New Jersey. I love them.
I love them.
Carol from New York.
Running the marathon.
Yep.
And Ashley from Potomac.
So last time you were on our podcast, you talked about your aerobics.
I was an amazing aerobics. And you know what? Aerobics has come back.
Yes.
Did you see that? That studio, what is it called? Studio B.
Oh, I
haven't
seen
it downtown.
That.
Aerobics is back. And they do some of the step.
That's amazing.
I could teach again.
Oh, my God. Please do.
I could teach again. We were supposed to do an aerobics
video. We need to do one. Yes. Yes, we want to.
We have to rally up all the people in the Bravo offices and hold an aerobics class. I'll even wear a thong. I'll break out one of my old, you know, I used to have those neon colored thongs, and I'll put on leg warmers and everything.
And the headband and the whole thing.
The rubber thing. Remember?
Oh, my goodness. You have to do that.
I would do a little bit for you, but it's 5,000 degrees in here.
Well, we're sweating it out. We're sweating
it's a sauna.
Yes.
It's a sauna experience.
Okay, next category. Prom king and queen.
Oh. Did you go to prom?
No, because I went to prep school and they didn't really have prom.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They didn't have cheerleaders and they didn't have proms.
To make you sad?
Yeah, I could have been a great cheerleader.
Oh, 1,000%. Your herkies would have been on point.
Oh, no, that's not true. We went to a dance. I don't think they called it a prom, but it was like the end of year dance.
Do you have a date?
Yeah, I did have a date. I think he... Oh, I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
Oh, some bad blood?
No. Just too long ago. I can't even barely remember.
We'll get it out of her later.
Yeah. So here are the nominees for Prom King and Queen for the Real Housewives Awards. Candy and Todd from Atlanta. Dorit and PK from Beverly Hills. Lydia and Doug from Orange County.
Okay.
Carrie and Mark from Dallas.
Melissa and Joe Gorga.
Yes. They are so prom king and queen, aren't they?
They really are. Yes. I love their relationship because they're just so like into fun. Each other.
And they're
like,
fun.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And they're really like that. Like their life is like that. When you go to their house, the kids are running everywhere. Joe's trying to kiss and hug her. You know?
Yeah. Oh, that makes me so happy that that's yes. their life. Sonia and Frenchie. Karen and Ray, I want to talk about that look you just gave about Sonia and Frenchie.
What?
Because you guys talked about it.
Mr. Vaudeville?
You guys talked about it at the reunion, too, that some people don't think it's a legit relationship.
Sonia and I are in a very good place right now, so I choose not to comment.
Okay.
Then
the reunion's over.
The campaign has
The check's
started.
In the mail.
Do you like Rocco for her?
Sonia, I'm sorry, but I just don't see these as true candidates. I think Rocco is a wonderful man, but I think they're probably more friends.
Okay.
And I think Frenchie is a wonderful man, but I don't know if it's truly a rock solid relationship. I just don't know, you know. I heard some things on the streets, the hard streets in New York.
Oh. Like what?
Yeah.
What are the streets saying?
That's season 10.
All right.
Well, can't wait.
Season 10.
Our last category is most likely to succeed in reading.
What's that mean?
So it's like at a reunion, if you throw shade or like a clever remark, or you're very good at it.
Oh, thank you. But of course, I'm not on the damn list. Oh, I am.
We're supposed to be on the radio.
It is a fact, bitches.
Tell me you want to eat my motherfucking
fish. Did I eat your rotten hell no.
First of all, this tastes
me?
Like sugar.
I'm not
bitch.
Into teacups. You're in style, bitch.
You're the only one in this group that I haven't managed to somehow connect with.
Because I don't like bullshit, Dorit, and that's what I think you are.
Oh, then why don't you just f***ing say it?
I just did.
Have a good night, my darling.
I will. Good night. I will, without
I will.
You at my table.
You know what?
Get the
Keep
f*** out of here.
Keep eating. I will.
This isn't my plate, you f***ing bitch.
If you think that I am not willing to take this dick off my head and get down to the bottom of this text, then you got another thing coming and you do not know Leanne Locken.
Honestly, you scare me. And I feel like you're manipulating.
Really? Look in the mirror, bitch.
Look at her clown-looking face.
Okay.
All right.
She's probably the clowns that are coming around our house. You know that? She's probably one of them.
No, I don't, I wouldn't say that. I would just say she's a shit friend.
No, she's Jacqueline. A clown.
Here's the thing, Candace. Do what you gotta do, but don't come here and extend a hand to me. Hi, Dorinda. How you doing? Everything, you know, f*** you. I'll tell you how I'm doing. Not well, bitch.
Ashley asked Tion his sexual preference, and Tion said he likes women. Why she wanna know?
Now, Dorinda, you were nominated for this category.
Yay, finally.
We had to save finally. The best for last.
Yeah, well, note to self, put Dorinda first always.
Clip. Clip.
Told Anne.
Clip.
I'll tell you how I'm doing.
Not well, bitch.
Everyone in the office has been dying over this mug.
I sent one to everyone in the office. I sent everybody one, didn't I?
Yeah, they love them. So tell fans where they can get it.
Yes, you can go on my profile at Dorinda Medley on my Instagram, VIPswag.com. It's got everything, T-shirts, makeup bags, all my greatest and latest sayings. Go get one.
Whoop. Yeah. So how do you feel being nominated for like your one-liners, your great lines?
I think
season?
I deserved it.
You totally deserve it.
I totally deserve it, and if I don't get it, it's going to be rigged.
Guys, this
and
is
I will
on
be calling
you.
Andy Cohen ASAP.
You heard her. Don't make her mad.
Don't make me mad, bitch.
Do you want to give a campaign speech right now?
Oh, thank you.
A thank you or like asking fans to go vote
oh,
or anything?
Yes, I do. So everybody out there, you have to know my sayings are iconic. They belong on mugs. They belong in your life on a daily basis. There's people on Fire Island screaming them out as we speak right now.
It's true.
They cater to the young, the old, the every walks of life. They love my saying. So please go and vote for Dorinda Medley because I deserve this. I worked very hard.
BravoTV.com. Go vote. Do you want to give a smear campaign against any of your fellow nominees?
A smear one? Let's see. Portia, Erica, Kelly, Leanne, Teresa, Giselle. No. Because I'm going to win this.
There's, right, yeah, yeah,
there's no
matter.
Competition here.
You're right.
Well, thank you everyone at home for watching. Those
yes.
are your nominees for the Real Housewives Awards Class of 2017.
Wow.
Champagne is
I
coming.
I hear champers. as she'd say, Heather. Champers.
Yes. You can vote at BravoTV.com for all your favorite housewives. Voting is open now until October 4th when the winners will be announced live on Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Yes. So go vote now, please. And keep your questions coming for Dorinda. She'll be on the show later on.
Yes.
On our Daily Dish podcast this week answering all of your questions. So
and get them in quick because once I start drinking, you won't be able to understand a word I say.
I mean, what else is there to say after that?
Yeah.
All right, that was basically life-changing for Megan and I, and we hope for you guys too. But now it's just us podcast listeners. Let's get into some more questions.
So we just finished our Facebook Live, and Rachel and I are here with Dorinda Medley again.
Hello, yes. I'm still here.
Thank you.
We were just talking about the reunion. Well, actually, we were just talking about you writing a book, so we all really want you to write one.
Well, it's so funny. I was just talking to a good friend of mine yesterday, Richard Perez. He was saying you have to get this because you've lived so many lives. Mm-hmm. We only see the Dorinda now.
But right.
I want to know you were, you know, in your first marriage as a single mom,
yeah.
you know, remarried to Richard. Because I really have had so many different lives.
Yeah. Aerobics instructor.
Yes, aerobics instructor. Waitress, aerobics instructor.
Living
wife.
Living in London.
Living in London. Living in Hong Kong. You know, getting involved in Washington with my husband. Going through his death. I mean,
yeah.
Even that was, you know,
was
a journey that definitely changed and defined me a little bit more.
Definitely. You know?
So I'm going to, we were just sitting having Rosé yesterday talking about it. I said, I promise I'll do the outline in September. Start the outline.
Yeah.
And then we can start slowly working on it. It's just that it's a commitment. And I don't want to do it. I would never want to do anything that wasn't authentic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's time now.
Yeah. No,
it's
totally.
Time.
I just think, like, I wonder, because for you, you've only been doing Housewives, you know, a few years now. But has it become so much of your identity that, like, it's hard to remember?
No, I'm going to tell you something. The one thing, and this is true, very true about me. When I'm done filming, I go right back to my old life.
Mm.
I don't, you know, and I really make it a linear process. I don't bring it home with me. I don't, oh, I shouldn't have said that. It is what it is. It's out there. You can always apologize.
Right.
And, you know, I want people, when they see me, I want it to feel seamless. I want them to feel like the person on TV is actually kind of the person who she is in real life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I don't know if all the housewives do that.
Right.
They're sort of the TV person and the...
Right.
But I think that's why I kind of relate to my fans is because people say, oh my God, you're just like you are on TV. So I try not to keep up some wall, you know, the fraud wall or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't let it... Listen, it is definitely... life-changing. You know, people recognize you even when you don't want to be recognized. I mean, the other day I was at Big White grocery shopping and I just didn't want to talk. You know, I was like, oh, I'm out of milk. I just want to go down and get some milk and then go. But, you know, right away, but you have to.
Right.
You must because, you know, these are the people that put us on TV.
Do you do the whole, like, hat, big glasses, like, try to hide?
I'm housewife. I'm not Madonna, for God's sakes.
I mean, so as you
That's
are.
That's yeah. But what's great about the Berkshires, where I go, it's very low-key.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have that, yeah, I got 18 acres. I go up there, and I really spend a tremendous amount of time with my parents when I'm up there.
Mm.
I'm always curious, okay,
Because I think in New York, we like to play it cool when we see celebrities. And is it more uncomfortable to have someone running up to you being like, I love you, I love you, or someone who clearly knows who you are and is pretending they don't?
The look?
That's very uncomfortable. And that just that just happened downstairs.
Here. Really?
You could see this woman. She said I was sitting down waiting for Amanda to come get me. And she kind of came over to the booth, you know, came over to the seating, then stood there and was looking at me, then started moving closer. And I was like, do you want to take a picture with me? She goes, oh my God, yes,
Georgia, you just made her, like, life.
But she was trying to be very, you know, because you know what's happening. Right. They know what's happening. Everybody's awkward.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so funny.
It's like a bad sex partner.
That's amazing.
So, lesson, just go up to her.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Say hi.
Yeah, and I love when people approach me. Yeah. I just think it's so sweet.
Right.
And if anybody's ever not nice to a fan, I go, excuse my language, I go bananas. No, I will not be associated with that. And I tell my, you know.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
From?
I'm not saying.
Oh, but.
No,
give us a letter.
I just think you have to. If you choose to be in this business, it's like, you know, owning a bakery and not liking sugar.
Right. Mm. It's true.
It's part of the job.
I mean, we know what we're getting into. We know the amount of people we reach, and that's what we do. That's who we are. So, you know, you have to be aware of that.
Right. And you all live such great lives outside of Housewives to begin with. So it's like you don't need to be on the show if the attention is not your thing.
Yes, exactly. That's that's exactly right.
I was gonna, does John ever get recognized?
All the time.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's
and,
so awesome.
And people go nuts when we're together because I think it's, you know, we're both sort of colorful characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And John, dare I say, we all know John loves John loves the attention.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
John loves a good red carpet. He's adorable. No, he really is. He's perfect for the show he's the perfect boyfriend for this because he enjoys it. I think it's got to be harder. I mean, listen, you don't want them to enjoy it too much.
Right.
But I think it must be harder if they're really uncomfortable with the whole process. Because you are in the public. And if you have someone that doesn't understand, appreciate that, and can go along for the ride.
Right.
It's got to be hard, I think. I would think.
We've seen that a lot on different shows where it's like the person's partner just doesn't want to be involved in filming, doesn't want to do it. And I do feel like they've talked about it straining their relationship. Like Stassi on Vanderpump Rules talks about that a lot with her boyfriend.
You know, Bravo hasn't announced that there's going to be a new season of Real Housewives of New York. But if there is, God willing, who do you predict will come back?
To tell you the truth, I hope they bring everybody back. I thought it was a really good combination.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because now we know Tinsley. Now we got a comfort level with her. You know, it'd be nice to have her come back and get a little bit more meat and potatoes out of her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like she's got she's got some interesting things going on. She's dating that great guy. She's going to get her own, she's got her own apartment.
Yeah.
There's a lot of life in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see them all come back. I mean, I think the combination worked this year.
Yeah, it totally did. But that does make me want to ask, do you still keep in contact with Jules?
Yes.
How's she?
You know, Jules has gone through a lot. I mean, we know it's been public, so I'm not speaking out of turn. And I think that the whole thing, she's got very young children. And when you get divorced, that becomes your full-time job.
Right.
She's a great mom. She tried, you know, she really went and focused on her kids.
Mm-hmm.
Timing wasn't right for her on that one. I loved Jules on the show.
I did too.
I was sad to see what happened, but my whole theory is maybe if she didn't go on the show, it would still be going on behind her back. So maybe it's a blessing. That's the great thing about reality TV. If you got something, it's going to come out.
Right.
Mm.
But that, in a weird way, is a good thing.
Right.
And, you know, and we all have stuff, and when it comes out, you just got to cop to it.
Right.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You saying that just reminds me of kind of Ramona this season, and I think everyone's issue is always her not just copping to it.
That was it. As I sat in the reunion, I could get over the paint. I couldn't get over the hurt.
Yeah. Because, you know, we've all done that nights where you wake up, you're like, oh my God, oh my God. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Just tell me what I have to do to make it right. better. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. What can I write you a check? Can I? But it was almost like entitlement.
Right.
Mm. You know, no remorse.
It's so funny because she had the right reaction when she was, as she said, drunk at the Berkshires. Remember when she spilled the gravy on the chair? She went up to you and, like, even though she was, like, kind of out of it, it was crazy apology. She, like, I'm so sorry. Let me know what I need to do. And you're like, it's fine.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
What it was the whole thing, like, well, it's not my fault. It's productions.
Right.
I'm like, no. It was your fault.
Right.
Just say you're sorry. And that's what, and it felt, I actually felt it was nice. She, you know, I don't think Ramona was doing that to be mean. I think she was embarrassed.
Right.
And she wanted to make it go away.
Right.
So by not acknowledging it, it didn't have to be there.
Right.
And she did the same thing with Bethany.
Yes.
You know, so it would have been better off if you just cop to it, say you're sorry, do what you got to do to make it good and keep it moving.
Right.
We know this Luann special is coming up. Will you be watching it, or
are
you?
Oh, my God, yes. Wait.
What do you think happened?
I think it was a combination of things. I think that it was too much too fast. Mm. I think that, you know, Luann, I think they did love each other. And I think they probably still do. But loving each other and understanding what it requires to be in a marriage and the, you know, the change of life, it's a change of life.
Right.
And I don't think, maybe Tom wasn't so much ready for that. You know, I think Luann really wanted, Luann loves to be married.
Mm-hmm.
She does. She likes the whole thing. She likes the wife, the children, the, keeping a nice house, because she grew up like that. I like to be married. Like, I did it well.
Yeah.
And I just think they had a lot of pressure, and people couldn't stop talking, and people kept butting in on it. Like, I'll be honest with you, I'm not a believer in having your old girlfriend or boyfriends around. I think when it's done,
it's done.
You got to cut that off.
1,000%.
And keep, because the minute you see someone's private parts, and then you break up, that's it. Too much has been revealed. You can't go backwards. The blinders have been lifted. You know what I mean? The blinds have been lifted. So I didn't think that helped.
Mm.
That all these old friends that were maybe at one's girlfriends that were still all hanging around. Not that anything was going on. I just think a new marriage needs to be left alone.
Right. Mm. Do you think Ramona was trying to be tricky when she would invite Missy to her events?
Well, I didn't like that.
Right.
I didn't think that was, and poor Luann was trying so hard to not let it bother her, but at the same time say, who is this?
Right.
You know, meanwhile she's mic'd. It was a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and I feel like she was kind of in a
rock. I was heartbroken for her. You know, I said, I think it was one of these things too, where every day she didn't know what people were going to write.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was going to say, I feel like she was in a rock and a hard place, because if she reacted, it would have been a big deal. But her not reacting was like, why aren't you reacting? You should react to this.
You know what? Like, she couldn't go there. Because if she opened up that Pandora's box, she, you know, it's one of those crazy things. Have you ever done that thing where you're like, I've picked a side, now I got to stick with it. I don't even know if I believe in it, but I've already picked it, so I got to stay with it.
Right.
Because, you know, the snowball went down the hill. I had wished and I had begged her after the whole debacle in Miami to have a very long extended engagement. I said, be engaged for 2, 3, 4 years.
Right.
Why does it matter?
Right.
Yeah. You live together already. You're not having children. And I think that if they'd given each other maybe that grace period to maybe use it as a time to make sure they want to live together and be married, maybe get some therapy. I don't know. Let it settle.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, who knows? But the good thing about Luann is she's an ultimate survivor. She'll, you know, she's got her kids. She, you know, will keep it moving. She's got a great relationship with her ex, the Count. Right. I always liked her with Jock.
They were great together.
Yes, they were a cute couple.
It didn't seem like so much drama.
Yeah.
I think they were good for each other, and you know, he kept her grounded, and he's quite peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying I didn't like her with Tom, but I just thought there was something very natural about her and Shaq, wasn't it?
Right. Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
They were always, I feel like, giddy together almost. They were just laughing all the time or silly. Like, they were silly with each other. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knows? You know, I just wish her the best. I told her, take some time to heal now.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Don't jump into anything.
Right.
You know?
You know, I had said on the podcast that I was at the New York reunion, and that we didn't show everything that Bethany said regarding her ex-husband, and, you know, certainly won't here today. But do you think the worst is behind her?
Or
do you?
I hope so, because I think it's a tremendous amount of pressure to always have this person that, you know, listen, it's hard enough to be a single mother and raise a child and then try to co-parent respectfully, help. I mean, to then, because she has to interact with him. They have a young child.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that he is almost torturous to her, you know, this mental torture, it's got to be a lot. I mean, I hope and pray it is behind her.
Right.
Yeah.
And they can just, he can go find someone new and she can find, you know, be happy. And I don't know. I was very saddened by that.
Right. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of information that I don't think people had before.
No, I know, you know, exes don't get along. I kind of understood that, but I didn't realize he was actually doing this kind of baloney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dorinda, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. You have no idea how happy you've made us.
Seriously, like a moment I will remember for the rest of my life.
Right. And to listeners at home, go vote. BravoTV.com/RH awards.
That's RH awards.
Tweet us your thoughts at Bravo TV using the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
You can find me on Twitter at Rachy Rob.
And me on Twitter and Instagram at Meg Segura.
Oh, well, fine. But you can listen to this show, because I know what's most important, Megan. on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. New. Ooh. It's exciting. And anywhere else you can listen to podcasts.
Wherever you're listening, please leave us a review. It helps us out a lot.
Yeah. Vote for us, too.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy. Miss me.